Journalist Ben Taub set out to report on a migrant route through the desert and the sea. It starts in southern Nigeria, goes through Niger, then Libya, then across the Mediterranean, and finally to Italy. His story was just posted to the New Yorker's website. At one point, he was on a boat in the Mediterranean with Doctors Without Borders. One day, they rescued 355 people from a rubber dinghy full of water.
I found out that we had picked up some girls who had been trafficked, underage Nigerian girls who would be sold into prostitution in Europe.
Taub says last year, 11,000 Nigerian women went to Italy along that same route.
And of those, the UN Migration Agency estimates that 80% have been trafficked for sexual exploitation at some stage of the journey. And most of them fit this extremely narrow profile, which is teenage girls from Benin City, a city in the south of Nigeria that is by no means the poorest part of the country, but it is a very hard place to live.
On the boat, Taub talked to the girls, including one 17-year-old from Benin City named Blessing. And that's when his story changed, and he knew he would be following her.
What was really striking about them is they were all clustered together. This small group of Nigerian teenagers and three or so older women who appeared to be chaperoning their journey. And Blessing became the central character basically because she told me that she'd been kidnapped.
How was she trafficked?
Basically, what happened to her was Blessing grew up very poor in Benin City, and her family was unable to sustain itself. And so she started seeking paths to Europe. And so eventually, through friends, ended up in the company of a madame who promised her that it wouldn't be sex work. And she got into this van and was just moved across borders for the next 6 months without being able to contact her family back home.
And at one point she ends up in Libya, and what happens there?
So in Libya, one day, the madame brought her to a connection house, which is a migrant center, basically, and dropped her off and told her that she was selling her to work as a prostitute. And Blessing pushed back. She said, no, this isn't what I came for. So the woman called Blessing's mom back in Nigeria and gave her ransom demands, saying, you know, 480,000 naira, which is about $1,500. And that's $1,500 more than the family has. And the mother went to the local market and begged the other market women to lend her what she needed to buy Blessing's freedom. And they did. Blessing was then put in a van and driven up to Tripoli, where she stayed until she got on the boat.
So Blessing and a friend of hers make it to Italy, but they are not indentured to a madam at this point. And so what happens to her? I mean, she's vowed to try to get work, to try to get educated and get work and not do sex work.
Yeah.
What's happened to her since?
So it's a really tricky situation. I mean, Blessing is, she's now 17 years old. She dropped out of school when she was 13 or 14. She doesn't really speak Italian. She's gradually learning. But a lot of migrants end up disappearing into the black market when they don't get papers. Blessing is very strong-willed. I'm not worried about her sort of falling into anything that she doesn't want to do at this point. But she's so far doesn't have a residency permit either. And so when she turns 18, it's possible that she'll be repatriated back to Nigeria.
The thing that I'm left with reading this piece is just like how unbelievably difficult it would ever be to stop this. You're dealing with criminal syndicates, you know, many, many countries, some of which don't even have a functioning government. Mm-hmm. The problem just seems so impossible to tackle. Is that how you felt after you spent 7 months working on this?
Yeah, just about. With respect to trafficking, that is entrenched and has been for decades, and it's out of this place where people, you know, if people had other options, they wouldn't be leaving their home countries. And with respect to sea crossings, that cannot stop while Libya is in turmoil. There is no functional coast guard, and so it's serving as this sort of pressure valve for the entire continent, where hundreds of thousands of people each year try to cross to Europe. And you can't turn them back because you'd be sending them back into a war zone where they're being exploited and killed and, you know, abused. So until Libya is solved, this route is wide open and will remain wide open.
Ben Taub, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Journalist Ben Taub, his piece, The Desperate Journey of a Trafficked Girl, was made with the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting and appears in next week's New Yorker.